This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with T. Xiao Yik and Tina Camellia. Here are the stories we have for you today.
PM to pieces. You've probably read this many times on your social media feed. It could get you in trouble.
And following that, the new TV show called Shrill, starring Adi Bryant, has many women excited because it finally depicts a plus-sized woman in fashionable clothes. We discuss how it is still so uncommon to find larger clothing that actually looks good.
And so, in line with our shopping theme today, we're asking you on Twitter, when you shop online, do you like it when you have to PM for prices? Do you think it's normal? Do you think prices should be placed up front? Or do you do it only when you have no choice? So, tell us what you think. Tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also call us at 03-7733-2900.
And before we get to our second story, here is Better Things by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Better Things. And it seems like we can hope for some better things from our online shopping experience, Dina.
Yeah, so online shopping is popular here in Malaysia and I think almost in every country in the world. You can buy anything online these days. And it will be sent to your doorsteps within days, even hours, as long as you have a bank card. And in fact, some merchants now even allow for you to pay cash on delivery. But one merchant got himself into trouble last week. The director of an online furniture company would be facing court action for failing to include the prices and specs of his items that he was selling, and instead he had asked his prospective customers to send him a private message or PM for details.
So did you all actually know that that was illegal? Because apparently it is.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. Of course, people have been PM the peeing for a while. The Consumer Protection Act 1999 and the Consumer Protection Electronic Trade Transactions Regulations 2012, quite a mouthful there, both state that merchants actually have to display prices and specifications of the items that they're selling. And if convicted, the director of that furniture company could actually be fined up to 50,000, well, I suppose director of any company, could be fined up to 50,000 ringgit and jailed for up to, or jailed for up to 3 years, or both.
Right. So to help us understand our rights when it comes to online shopping, we turn to Shabana Nasir Ahmad from the National Consumer Complaints Centre. So Shabana, what are our rights as consumers?
It is very important to be aware of your rights as a consumer, so you know what you are entitled to when you encounter problems with online traders. Firstly, you should know that the goods that are being supplied to you must be of an acceptable quality in terms of safety and also free from any minor defects, and that the products cannot be sold or advertised in such a way that it could mislead a consumer. So a consumer has the right to reject those products or return the goods if it fails to comply with the purpose of the product it's being sold or meant for. And a consumer who rejected those goods can choose to get either refund or exchange the item with something else of the same value. This is in accordance to Section 46 of the Consumer Protection Act.
And with more people selling products online these days, what laws do we have in place to regulate this practice?
All online sellers are required to be registered with the Companies Commission of Malaysia, and they must adhere to the rules of trading in our country. We have Electronic Commerce Act 2006. We also have the Electronic Trade Transaction Regulations 2012, which requires all the online seller to display information on their website and online marketplace. For example, information such as their name, name of the company or name of the business that operates the online business. We need the company or business registration number. We need contact details such as the email, telephone number or address of the person or company. Also, the regulation also requires the seller to provide full description of the goods or services provided with the full price of the goods and services, which includes must include shipping cost, tax and other costs that you intend that the seller intend to charge the buyer. Speaking of full price of the goods and services, I have read in the news whereby KPD and HMP has taken the initiative and to put a pressure on the seller to avoid them, encouraging buyer to privately message them in order to know the price. That means when they advertise the products online, they did not indicate the full price of the products. So just to be clear, this is an offense and you can be charged under the law. And besides that, you must also indicate the method of payment, terms and condition for the products that are being sold, and also the estimated time of delivery for the goods purchase, which must include estimated time for all shipping options that you have offered.
So what punishments do sellers face if they break these laws?
The punishment and penalty that will be imposed are fine up to 50,000 or imprisonment up to 3 years or both. If you committed the offence again, then you'll be fined up to 100,000 or imprisonment can be up to 5 years or both. This also applies to company, it's just that the penalties are higher. If a company commits this offence, then the fine can be up to 100,000. This information can be found in our Consumer Protection Act 1999, according to Section 145.
Right, so when consumers face problems with the products we have bought online, where or to whom can we voice our complaints?
When consumers face problems with their products, I suggest the first point of contact should be the company. But if they fail to respond or redress your complaint, then you can always bring the matter to the Ministry of Domestic Trade. We also have the Tribunal for Consumer Claims. You can come to us to NCCC. You can go through our website. We have our online complaint portal, or you can go to the police as well. Just to share this additional information with you, the Tribunal for Consumer Claims are actually quite simple. You just need to walk into the centre and lodge a complaint. But you must make sure that you have full information of the company. Yeah. So the decision made by the judge will be binding upon both parties. And just for your kind information, for all our listeners, to lodge a complaint at the Tribunal for Consumer Claims will only cost you 5 ringgit.
Right. And speaking of the NCCC, the National Consumer Complaints Centre, has the centre seen any trends in complaints relating to online trading? And what are these complaints usually about?
Well, there's no denying that NCCC has been receiving a lot of complaints relating to online trading. In fact, the number of complaints has been increasing for the past few years. Just to share with you, in 2016, the number of complaints are 7,371, while in 2017, the number of complaints has increased to 10,116. Complaints are generally on failure to deliver the products ordered, whereby we see vendors fail to live up to their promises. This also includes on the delivery time. We have also received numerous complaints on broken or defective product just after 2 or 3 times of usage. Many of them also claim that merchant refused to refund them or even change the products. We also receive complaints whereby the merchant agreed to refund. However, it takes a very long time before the consumers can get back their money. And of course, there are many online shoppers has been scammed online. The scammers are so well organized, so convincing, the way they created the website looks so legitimate that it's very hard for one to tell whether the website is genuine or otherwise. We notice a trend whereby a lot of individuals are using social media to carry out business. Most of the scam complaints the NCCC have received is that they use social media to advertise their product, offering price at much lower rate than the market price. So once the payment has already been made, they just disappear and could no longer be contacted. So it's easy just to close the account and reopen with another name.
And lastly, what advice do you have for consumers when shopping online?
Yeah, my advice for the consumer is to do background check, do a little bit of homework before you purchase any products from the online traders. Always check a company's background before making any purchases. Know the market price of the product that you wish to buy. And you can also offer cash on delivery just to make sure that you receive the product before you make any payment. And please avoid buying products on the website that does not give clear description as well. And just for your kind information, online shopping is one of the processes in which a lot of personal information can be transferred, and can be dangerous, yeah? So for that reason, before you start shopping, make sure you have your computer secure, updated, and equipped with a good antivirus. And before you type your credit card details, ensure the site is secure by looking out for a small, you know, padlock symbol in the address bar. That will be helpful for the consumers. But, if you do have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact us at NCCC. You can contact us at 0378779000 or just simply drop an email at myaduan@nccc.org.my.
Thank you very much, Shabana. That was some very good practical advice there from Shabana Nasir Ahmad, Manager for Legal and Policy Matters at the National Consumer Complaints Centre. So I think maybe some things she brought up that perhaps made us think twice about the kinds of websites we go to. I mean, I'm sure the both of you do online shopping as well, right? Well, our office is actually quite a high for all these parcels being sent.
Constant stream of parcels coming in. You know what? I must say I've learned so much because honestly, I didn't know. And even many honest online sellers, I don't think that they're aware that these regulations are in place. And obviously the regulations are there to protect consumers' rights and to ensure that they don't get misled or scammed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think sometimes there's this weirdly misplaced trust that happens in the online space. Like even as a consumer, there are many times when I have I've done the PMP thing, right? mostly because they'll be like, yeah, message me, you know, for things like jewelry, even sometimes food items, and you're like, yeah, okay, so the price will vary depending on what you might want.
If you want custom made things, for example, right?
And I never thought that essentially what the seller was doing, and maybe they didn't know either, that it was actually illegal.
Yeah. Well, I'm, you know, I see the PM2P thing happen. It's all over on my Facebook feed, on my Instagram feed. Mm. But I don't do any purchasing over Facebook or Instagram. It's always on a very like a well-established platform. So either like airline ticketing website, which is very strongly regulated, or you know platforms like Lazada, which is you know so you have these third-party merchants on this trusted platform. Yeah. But when you do it over an Instagram account or a Facebook account, it's hard to know whether the business is legitimate or not,
and whether the product is legitimate, right? Yeah.
I also think that a platform like Carousell, for instance, and I don't know whether this PM2P thing applies there, where if a buyer is interested, you use the messaging system within Carousell to discuss prices, but Carousell does advise you not to take it off-site. Don't you know, continue this conversation on your own private chat channels. So that, I think, makes sense to protect and to make sure that Carousell can provide you that protection if you get if you are the buyer, either way gets cheated. If you take it offline, Carousell can't protect you or whatever platform it is.
Mm. Right. And I mean, I don't know again whether this is me being naive, but I actually shop in two different ways. So like you, Tina, I usually would never provide my credit card or bank details unless it's a secure website. Mm-hmm. However, I'm actually quite okay with transferring money, for instance, if it's through social media like Instagram. But usually with those, or cash on delivery, right? Mm-hmm. And usually with those, I would only go with platforms or I suppose sellers that someone else has recommended.
Right.
So someone has already bought from them or I've seen many of my friends say, oh, you know, I buy saris from this person or whatever. Mm. But I don't think I would give them my details. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I also think more education needs to be done. Yeah. I mean, if the ministry wants to start clamping down on sellers who are doing these, first, you need to educate sellers that what the laws are, what they can and cannot do.
Yeah, and as we briefly discussed this, Shawik, you were also saying that sometimes it is the customers themselves that are insisting for a PM.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I hate that. When a seller puts up pictures or something and very often the prices are there, but you get all these comments, PM, PM, PM. Oh, I hate that. Some manners, please.
So I think like the whole online shopping culture in itself is so new that so many of us don't quite know how to navigate it yet, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so let us know, have you been scammed online before? How was it resolved? Share with us your most outrageous stories. We would love to hear them. We're also asking you on Twitter, when you shop online, do you like it when you have to PM for prices? Your options are, it's normal, no, prices should be upfront, or only when you have no choice. You can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 7733-2900.
And just a final PSA, if you'd like to know your rights as a consumer, you can go to the official portal, look for the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Malaysia. If you have any consumer complaints, you can call their toll-free number 1-800-886-800 or go to e-aduan.kpdnhep.gov.my. You can also, of course, get in touch with the National Consumer Complaint Centre at www.nccc.org.my.
So we do have to go for a break, but do keep the conversation going. And when we come back, we will be discussing plus-sized fashion. But first, here's Shirley Bassey with Big Spender on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.